unto Hashem, and b'mi shurachim. Rashi says, v'lav dechanan shemu, ela b'shem mi shuchanan. The wife like to swear to me in the name of the person that is chanun to Hashem. Omale Robus, Robus in the back of that Shana Mishnah, then not that the word Racham Hashem itself means Hashem, because you're talking about Hashem, says so yochi b'shemayim v'orot nami. Maybe means b'misha shemayim v'orot shaloi komar. He means to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, to the one that owns the shemayim v'orot. So Mara says, no, hochi yashta, what's one to do with the other? Hosom ki v'dolekim midi achrini. Yikra Racham Echanun, there's nobody else that has this name of Racham Echanun, even though it itself is not a shame of Hashem, but still it for sure goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vadai for sure, B'mi Shulchanun, Vadai B'mi Shulchanun. You meant to say, I want you to swear to me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come on. But Hocho, Kivon Yikra Shemayim Voritz, here Lamaisa, we see a Shemayim, we see an Oritz. So when he says he wants you to swear, he meant, Vashemayim of Oritz come, I want you to swear, like in the name of the Shemayim, in the name of the Oritz. That's not the name of Hashem, therefore he's potter. But Chanam Barachum, there's no Chanam itself. Who do you want me to swear to? You must mean you want me to swear to the one that is a Chanam, to the one that is a Rachum. That's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're making me swear to Hashem, therefore they're Yechayiv. Tana Rabbonin. Kosav Aleph Lamed Velakim. He started to write the word Elakim, and he only wrote an Aleph Lamed, or else Yud Hey Me Hashem. It's a raise in the Nimchuk. Since you started to write the Shem of Hashem, even though you did not finish, still it has Kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to erase this Aleph Lamed or the Yud Hey.
Shin.
You're right. But here the dual difference is that here you had in mind to write the whole word Elohim, so you did not finish off the Kedusha. If you had in mind only to write Kael, you'd be right. But here he had in mind to write more, so the complete Kedusha is not Chal yet. That's a Chiddush, a mixture of it also has Kedusha. It's a catch. You see, like you were saying, right. I mean, if you just start to write the Shemus, and these two words themselves does not mean Hashem's name, then you could erase it. It's only the first two cases of Aleph Lamed and then Yud Kei. What Yud Kei is also called, that's also Hashem's name. You're right. It's only when the Aleph Lamed, what you wrote, is Hashem's name. But if you only started to write Hashem's name, then it's Nimchak. We have Yaisi Yomer, Sevoka is Kula Nimchak. No, the whole word Tzavokos you have right to erase. So Nikra Tzavokos, Elo Hashem Yisrael. He holds whenever it says the word Tzavokos, it means the host of Klal Yisrael, not Hashem himself. Shemit says, Vaitzaisi es Tzavokosai, es Ami B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim, so Tzavokosai means Klal Yisrael. Oma, Shmuel, Eina Loch Rav Yosi, we do not pass like Rav Yosi. True, here's the word Tzavokosai, means the host, means that Klal Yisrael, but usually Tzavokos means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we hold Tzavokos is the shame of Hashem. Tana Rabbon, Kol HaTofu L'Shem. When the word is Elohim, and you're saying Elokeichem, you put in the extra Chof Mem at the end, or else La Hashem, the Laman at the beginning, any letter that's a Tofu, not really the Shem Hashem, but you're adding on to it the Lamed or the Mem, name of the fun of whether it's before the Lamed, La Hashem, or name of Elokeichem, Hareza Nimchuk. The extra word, the extra letter that you could erase. They do not have Kedusha. It's only the Shem Hashem. Lafon of case, where's the case of Lafon of La Hashem? So Lamed is Nimchuk. Ba Hashem, Beis Nimchuk. Va Hashem, Vod Nimchuk. Me Hashem, Mem Nimchuk. She Hashem, Shin Nimchuk. Hey Hashem, Hey Nimchuk. Ka Hashem, Chof Nimchuk. Liachrov, what's the case? Liachrov, Elokei Nu. So Nu is Nimchuk. Elokei Hem. Hem nimchak, elokei chem nimchak. Achreim, yeah. That's one shita. Achreim marim. Other says no. Liachrav ein nimchak. No. The chem, the end of Hashem's name, that already you cannot erase. Why? Shekvar kitchu Hashem. That since you already wrote Hashem's name, so now you're finishing it off. That becomes a tuffle to the shame of Hashem. Therefore, elokei chem, the chem also has kedusha. You're not allowed to erase it. Now the Gemara says, "Kol Shemoi Samurim Batoyro BiAvram." When it says the word Adoi, over there by Avram, Kodesh, it all means Hashem's name. Chutz mizeh, only this one perish, Shulchil, that does not mean Hashem, but it means Adonai, it means his master. Shenemret says, Vayomer Hashem, Al no mitzah sichem b'yanecho, In no mitzah sichem b'yanecho. It should be Vayomer Adonai, Vayomer Adonai, it says there. It doesn't say Yudke, it says Adonai. Right, lo no mitzasi. Fear does not go on Hashem, but goes on his master, goes on his servant, goes on. Chanina ben Achai ben Yeshua Rabbi Loza ben Azayim Mishum Loza Hamadoyim Oy Omru no Avzu Kodesh. Here also Avram meant our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kamatnia. He's meant to say to Hashem, please let me go be Mekabel my Orchim. So he meant to say to Hashem, if so, Kaman Noz, who does it go like? Hod Yom Rav Yudu Omar Rav. It's a greater mitzvah to be mekabel orchim, taking guests, inviting guests, rather than be mekabel accepting the Pnei Shechina Kodesh Baruch himself. How do we know this? Kaman, goes according to this zug, that held that by Yom Radoini, when Avram said, he meant to Hashem, and he's talking to Hashem, like, don't feel bad that I'm leaving you, Hashem, and I'm going now to make do the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim. So see here, it was greater to Avram, the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim, Yoisim Yakfolos Pnei Shechina. So get like Pnei Shechina is for yourself, and Orchim is you helping out somebody else. So it's greater to do chesed to somebody else than just to be mechazik yourself. So that goes to this man, the Yomah, that here also it means the word, it means Kodesh. Yeah. Now, Kol HaShemos, Kol Shemos Amur B'Loit. When it says the word Adoni over there by Loit, Chil, it only means his serve his master. Chutz mizeh, only one place did Loit mean Hashem. Shul Kodesh, Shenermit says, Vayoyim Loit Aleihem, Ano Adoni, Hinei No Motso Avdecho Achem B'Yenecho. So here the word Adoi, here it says it means Hashem. It means, Mi Sheyesh B'Yodeh Lohomus Lahachyos, Zeh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He meant to say, so HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the one that has the power to kill or to keep alive. Now, Kol Shemus Amur B'Novois is Kodesh. All the Shemus says by the Parashah of Novois, it means Hashem. The Micha, all the time it says Adoni, by Micha, Chol, it just means his master, not Hashem. The Blessed Wayma, B'Novois, Kodesh. There I agree to you. All the Adoni by Novois is Hashem. The Micha depends though. Yesh Mem Chol, Yesh Mem Kodesh, some yes, some no. Aleph Lamed Chol. If he just says Kael, that's Chol. Yud K, that's Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh, one case. Shalaf Lamed Vu Kodesh. One time it says the word Kael, and it means Hashem. Kol Yimei Heyoyz Beisel Akim B'Shiloi. That means yeah. So here the word Elakim here, Kael Elakim, meaning Hashem. Kol Shema Samurim B'Givoyz B'Nyomin. We have Lezu Wai Mechol. It just means the master, not Hashem. We have Yeshua Wai Mechodesh, no, it meant Hashem. Omla Reb Leza. V'chi Maftiach V'en Oysa. If it meant Hashem, so how come there they asked from Hashem, should we go out to have war? And they got the wrong answer, they thought. Like, how could it be they spoke to Hashem, and he gave a promise, and it didn't happen? Omla Reb Yeshua, no. Ma'ashavtiach Oso. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, promised them, happened. But V'hein Loi Bichnu. Im L'Natsuach. Im L'Natsayach. They only asked, should we go to have war? So the answer was yes. They did not ask though, will we be victorious or not? That they didn't ask. So Hashem didn't tell them. Bachrein at the end, Shebichnu at the end, they talk asked Hashem, will we win or not? Heskimo Yodon. Then Hashem said, yes, you win. Shinemar. Hapilkas ben Allah, ben Aaron, Akoyin, Oman, Lefonov, Beyom Hain, Lamer, Oysef, Oydla says, Lamechome, in Bnei Binyamin Aki, in Echtel, shall I go out or not? And then Hashem said, yes, go out and now you'll win. But before, they did not ask the question if a win or not. So therefore, they wasn't told. Kol Shloim Amur B'Shir Hashirim. Every time it says the word Shloim in the Parshin, in the Megillah, Shir Hashirim, Kodesh, it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shir L'misha Shalom Shaloi. It's like a shir to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the Av of Shalom. Chutz Mizeh, one place, which says, Karmi Shali Lefoni Elef L'cho Shloim. That this Karm to me is like 1,000. Shloim L'Videi U'mot Yeh. That means to Shloim himself. Umasayim L'Noitrim Espiriyoi. And 200 should be to the people that watch his Paris. That goes to the Rabbonin. The Yeshem, some say, Av Secho, no, here also Shloim also means Choyom. And there's another word, Shlomo means Choyel, means Shlomo Melech. Hine mitosi shel Shlomo. The mit of the Ben of Shlomo means the Shlomo. Shishim. Avzev, let me go ahead, only this and not the other one. Eloho diyoma Shmuel, that's what Shmuel said. Machusa de kot lochad mishisa. When a kingdom goes to have war and they kill out by the army one of six, the Yama Lomi Ensha, they won't be punished. That's normal to kill out one sixth of the army. Shnemrit says, Karmi Shali Lafona, Yelif Lachosh Lomi, Lamachusa de Rikia, that 2,000 goes to Hashem. O Masayan Lonitrim Espirioi, and Lamachusa de Arya, and the kingdom here in this world, they have right to take only 200 of it. So, Shmuel loikatanakama loik yeshem. Shmuel is not like the kama the yeshemrim. Another kama the yeshemrim zed kodesh v'zeh ochel. The opposite way. This one was kodesh and this one is only chayol. The mitosoi u'shloim adiyomik yeshemrim. Then he goes like this yeshemrim. Kol machay amur medeniel chayol chutz mizeh. Hey, we'll stop here. Yelamed hey yom adayz beholding. Start over again, three quarters down. That kol shloim again, kol shloim ha'amur m'shir ha'shirim kodesh. Whenever it says the word shloim in the Megillah shir ha'shirim, it means Hashem, which means shir l'misha shalom shaloi. This is a song to Hashem, which has the peace to him. Chutz mizek, including one pasuk, that it says, karmi shali l'fonai helef l'cho shloimai. That here shloim l'didei, it means shloim receives 1,000. Or Masayim Lenoitrim, not that it says 200 to the watchman, Lenoitrim Esperiyov, that's Rabbonin. The Rabbonin received 200, which means one-sixth. One-sixth goes to the Rabbonin. The Yeshemim, some say no, Avzechol, that even this word, Helof Lechosh, over here also, Avzechol, this also means Chol. Which Pasik? Hine Mitosa Shalishloimai. So it comes out at Shishim, the girls said not. Pakopon, the question is, what does it mean, Avzeh? What does Avzeh mean? The first one also. So it comes out according to both of them, the first pasuk of Helaf Lechosh Shloimai, that goes to Shloimai. That's called Chol. If so, the Gemara asks, Eloho de Yom HaShmuel, that's what Shmuel said, Machusa de Kot Lochad Meshisa B'Yama, a kingdom here, when it goes to war, and it kills out one-sixth, Loimi Ensha, they will not be punished for it. Because that's normal. Shinema, we learn it out from this pasuk that it says, "Karmi shali lufon helaf lachos shloimai." That means the machusa de rakia. Here we darshin shloim. Here also means Hashem. It means the machusa de rakia. It means the kingdom upstairs. And then the pasuk ends off, "Oh, masayin lenoitrim es piryo 200." Means the machusa de area. Means for the kingdom over here. That the kingdom over here has the right to only a 1/6. So, Shmuel, when Shmuel says this, he learns out from this pasuk that the first word Shloima means Hashem. L'churitz loyketanakam loykiyeshemim. It's like neither of them, because according to both of them, when it says Helaf l'chosh Shloima, it means Shloima Melech himself and not Machusa the Rukia. So Mar says rather the Yeshemim meant like this. Elochi koma. This is what the Yeshemim meant. Elochi koma. The Yeshemim, some say ze kodesh v'zehu chol. They say, no, the first one, Helaf Lechosh Shloimai, that's really Kodesh. That means to Hashem. And only the second one, Hinei Mitosa Shelosh Shloimai, that means Chol. Therefore, Shmuel Diyamach Yeshemrim, Shmuel them will go like the Yeshemrim, that the first Pasuk means Hashem, and therefore we can learn out from there that, whatever, somehow, that 1,000 goes to Hashem like, and only 200, which is a fifth, but really in the bar, it's 1/6, goes to a kingdom over here. Now, kol malchayu hamurim b'daniel, whenever it says the word malchayu, the king, in Sefer Daniel, chol, it means the king, it means the Nebuchadnezzar. Chutz mizek, including this one, pleishu kodesh, it means Hashem. That Daniel said, ant malko melech malchayu, di eloho shemayim, ma'chusa chisno, v'tokfo, a strong kingdom, v'ikora, nice, v'yoyev locho, should be to you. So here, since he said melech malchayu, so here for sure he meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshem, some say, Avzeh Kodesh, another one also means Hashem. Shem, it says, Mori Chelma L'Soinoch, official Yorach. So, Leman Kam, who is he saying this? That the explanation of the Choloim should be for your enemies. Isagad, if you want to tell me, Nebuchadnezzar Kamalei, he's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, says, So, Sonoi, Say, Maninu, who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar, Yisrael, they are the Jews. So that is swore that the Neo Melech Kolayet Lul Yisrael is the curse in the Jews. Here the Pasuk is saying that to the enemy of the king, they should be cursed. So who's the enemy of the king? If it means Nebuchadnezzar, it would mean Klal Yisrael. Therefore here for sure it means Hashem, and he meant to say the enemies of Hashem, they should be cursed. The Tanakhama that says no, here also it means Choyol. Sovri holds like this. Soyna Yisrael Iko, Soyna Yodik Chavim Leko. Do you think the only enemies of the Nebuchadnezzar is only the Jews? No, he has other enemies also. So the Neil meant to say is that your other enemies, the Goyim, they should be cursed. He did not mean to give the curse to Klal Yisrael. Now Mishnah says, V'chol kinuyim harelu chayovim. If you make a shvua, again, you mashbiya edim. You tell edim, you know edis come and say, they say no. So he says, mushpan yalechem, I'll put a shvua upon you. Or else he says, with one of the kinuyim of Hashem. He uses one of the kinuyim of Hashem, chanun v'rachum. So the Mishnah says, he's chayiv, that's also considered like a shvua. You mashbiya them a shvua. So mashmi do not need Hashem's name himself, but a kinuy, a nickname like is also good. Or a minu, I have a question. It says, Yitain Hashem Oisach Liyola, says by a soita, Hashem should put you for a curse, or a shrua. Says both a curse and a shrua. Math Tamla, what does the Pasuk say? Valoi Kva Nemer, said already once, V'hishpia HaKoyin Es Isha, V'shvua Sola, said already that the Koyin puts a swearing upon this soita, whether she live with the man or not. It says V'shvua Sola. So what does it say over again? Yitain Hashem Oisach Liyola, L'shvua. The reason is like this, it comes to teach us, it's extra here by soita. But it comes to teach us, Lufi Shenem, it says by the Parsha of Shavuot Eidus, it says, Vishoma Kirl Ola, that Edim hear the curl, the voice of an Ola, the curse. We'll soon see what that means. So Nema Kan Ola, it says here, by Shavuot Eidus, Edim heard the Ola, Venema Lahalan Ola, and it says by Soit Ola, Ma Lahalan Shavua, just like by Soit, Yitin Hashem Lola, the Shavua means a swearing, Afkan Shavua, here also it means a swearing. That the parsha of Eidus means you make them swear, or else you put the shvu upon them that they do not know Eidus, and they still say no. If so, mal halam b'shem, just like by soita there, they swear with Hashem's name, is afkan b'shem? Here also, by a shvu of Eidus, you have to have Hashem's name. Mashmi, you have to have Hashem's name, mamish. So, Amr Sochur, here it's mashmi, ni Hashem's name, Hashem's name, shem Hashem, and not kinuyim. So Abaye Rom, Abaye says Lakash, there's no spira. Say it's a machlokes. Ho Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, ho Rabbonin. The Tani will not like this. Rabbi Chanina bar Idi Yomer. Ho Yovyomra Torah. Hashbei. V'yalt Hashbei. Kilel. V'yalt Kalel. The Torah says sometimes you have to swear. Rashi says Hashbei means Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shineim. V'yalt Hashbei means Loisishava B'shmil HaShoker. There are sometimes you have to swear, sometimes you're not allowed to swear. Same thing, Kilel. Yitin Hashem oischol, or Hashem will put a curse upon you. And then, loisakalo, ben kilas Hashem, you're not allowed to curse Hashem, or you can't curse your friend, loisakalo cherish. So now, ma hashpe, b'shem, just like in Shua Seidus, in Shua Bezdin, when Bezdin makes a baldova swear, if he's the moide b'miksas, that he has to swear in Bezdin. B'shem, you have to use Hashem's name there, Af loisi shava. That it is allowed not to swear false is b'shem. You're only over the Easter if you use Hashem's name. So according to him, that's like this first brisa, you need Hashem's name. The same thing, ma kilo b'shem, just like when you curse Hashem, it's with his name. Af loisi kalo. When we say not to curse, it's also with Hashem's name. Or kilo here means, kilo means no, not that he's supposed to curse, but Hashem gives the curse on a soita. It says, Yitin Hashem oischa liyola. It has Hashem's name there. The same thing, loistakala, when you have the love, or when you chayiv mitzvah at least, for cursing Hashem, or cursing your parents, it's only when you use the shein hamafarish, Hashem's name. That's Rav Idi, that's Rav Chanina bar Idi. He holds you have to have the shein Hashem, so that's like his first brisa. But our Mishnah that holds even the kinuyim yichayiv for, they go according to the Rabbonin. Now the Gemara asks why? For Rabbonin, what's Pshan the Rabbonin? If you learn out the Gzeir Shavu from Soitom Niboy Shem Ham Yuchid, just like there it says Hashem's name, you should need the real Hashem's name and not just Kinuyim. Eloi Gmir Gzeir Shavu, if you do not learn out Shavuot Eidus from this parsha of Soitom, is Ola de Shvua Himin Olu. How do you know when the Pasuk says by Shvua say this? It does not say Lashon of a Shvua. It just says V'shoma Kol Ola, that the Edom heard the voice of an Ola. What does an Ola mean? Maybe an Ola is only a curse. It does not mean a Shvua. How do you know the Chazal to say that Ola means a Shvua? Tomorrow says, true. Nafkeluhu miditanya. They learn out like this braisa. Titanya. Olo. Ein ol elolosh in shvua. The word olo itself means a shvua. Does not mean a curse. It means a shvua. And I'll bring you a proof. The chen worm of the pasuk says, v'yashvi ha-kren es isha b'shvua s'olo. The crane makes the slate to swear with a swearing of an olo. So, the chur means to say, olo means a shvua. Tomorrow says, no. Hosam shvua s'olo. The earth says two things. So how do you know to say all itself means a shvua? Over there by Sarit it says both words, shvuas ha'ola. Therefore shvua is a shvua and ola maybe means something else. Here by shvua say this just says the word ola. What does it mean? So we say still no, ein ola ela b'shvua. Ola means a shvua. What's your proof? V'cheinu v'aymer v'hashbiya krein es isha v'shvua sola. That is the same thing again. The Pasuk says the Kohen makes Isha swear.